after I want to see. Friends, our gospel account tells the story of Jesus healing a blind person, one of the many miracle accounts that occurred throughout Jesus' earthly ministry. The question for us this evening is what made this encounter so significant that Mark was inspired to have it related in Scripture for successive generations. For starters, it's worth considering where and when Jesus came across Bartimaeus. As we heard in last week's gospel, Jesus had told his disciples that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is one of the several times that Jesus had told his disciples about his eventual passion and death, yet they still didn't have a fullness and clarity of faith to understand and accept what Jesus had revealed to them. So while leaving Jericho on the road towards Jerusalem, which in the next chapter of Mark continues with Jesus entering that city on Palm Sunday, our Lord stops and answers the cries of a blind beggar to show his disciples what it means to serve others and recognize true faith, believing and trusting in Jesus with an openness of heart and mind, no matter what one's circumstances in life may be or what others say it should be. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me, resounded from a figure coiled upon a cloak along a dusty trail which intruded upon the mindset of those following Jesus. As they glanced over and saw that the person crying out for Jesus was Bartimaeus, the disciples summarily decided that his plea was not worthy of Jesus' time, as they yelled at him to shut up. It is quite ironic that this marginalized individual had ears that did, in fact, ought to hear by proclaiming that Jesus was the Son of David, as Jesus was about to enter Jerusalem and fulfill the promise of the Messiah in the Old Testament. Something that the disciples did not see as they continued their tunnel vision rebukes. Their attitude was grounded in the belief that someone who had an affliction was deserving of their condition and worthy of scorn because their parents had offended God, in this case, Timaeus. A contemporary betrayal of this belief can be likened to someone saying, after all, what do you expect? They're from that family. Jesus, however, brought forth the kingdom of God on earth, and within his kingdom, this attitude and belief was contrary to the message of the gospel, living the truth in love, a teachable moment then and for us today. Bartimaeus refused to let the disciples drown out something that they eventually would demand of him, courage, as he continued to cry out. His display of faith was welcomed by Jesus as he stopped to answer Bartimaeus' pleas. What a moment for us to think about. Here we have Jesus on the road that will lead to the cheers of Hosanna in the highest, and then with cheers as he gives his life upon the cross for the salvation of humanity, interrupting his journey to not only heal someone who was physically blind, but also the disciples who were spiritually blind. What an example for us to consider when thinking about our own sense of discipleship. How often have we found ourselves distracted, disengaged, or otherwise complacent in the midst of our daily lives to stop, look, and act upon the needs of others and offer compassion, mercy, or forgiveness? Do we try our best to put on Jesus in those moments? Another aspect for us to consider about this account is the what. What happened after Jesus told the disciples to call Bartimaeus? Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you. Words spoken along an ancient road that speaks to the heart of discipleship. What is our response when Jesus calls us. We know what Bartimaeus' response was. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Here we have someone who quite literally epitomizes St. Paul's expression that we walk by faith, not by sight, casting aside his only earthly possession that protected him from the heat of the day and the chill of the night. This action by Bartimaeus challenges us to consider what cloaks we need to cast aside when Jesus calls us. Perhaps that cloak is the want of having, which hinders our ability to follow Jesus, like we heard 2 weeks ago as the man who Jesus loved walked away sad, for he had many possessions. On a personal level, perhaps that cloak is a habit, a website, a social media platform, a relationship, or just a grudge that we can't seem to shake. So what did Bartimaeus see that the disciples did not? That Jesus is the way, something that Pope Benedict XVI reflected upon. In the encounter with Christ, lived with faith, Bartimaeus regains the light he had lost, and with it the fullness of his dignity. He gets back onto his feet and resumes the journey, which from that moment has a guide, Jesus, and a path, the same that Jesus is traveling. We have in this gospel a testimony of faith with the interaction between Jesus and Bartimaeus, who after being healed chose that the way to go was to follow Jesus, something that the church teaches in part. The grace of faith opens the eyes of your hearts to a lively understanding of Christ, the center of the revealed mystery. The grace of faith that resonated from this encounter was needed by the disciples as they were approaching Good Friday, and is also needed by us today as we navigate a society and culture that is increasingly indifferent and hostile to Jesus' teachings and that of his holy Catholic Church. Friends, hold in your hearts that when circumstances test our faith, when no one seems to care, Jesus is there listening to our pleas and offering his grace to reaffirm our hope in his love and his healing presence. We should never feel ashamed to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And for those times when we have missed the mark, Jesus invites us to be with him in the sacrament of reconciliation so that he can mend the afflictions of our souls and clear up our vision on how to be his faithful disciples. In turn, we too are charged to imitate Jesus' life, to open the hearts and minds of others by our example of faith, and avoid any tendencies that deafens our response to the physical or spiritual needs of those who are in need of our help. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what steps can we take to cast aside our cloaks and answer Jesus' call with steadfast courage as we continue to follow him along his way with the sight of faith?